Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. Do you find yourself feeling frazzled and burnt out and overwhelmed and just wishing you could be that happy person you used to be? Wishing you could find yourself again and live an aligned, intuitive, impactful life? Well, you really can, because you've all heard my story before of hitting rock bottom several years ago when I had 5 kids and clawing my way back out of there and finding my purpose. Now, one of the big tools that has helped me with that is yoga. And if you're a fan of yoga, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not yet a fan of yoga, let me explain. One of the greatest things that brings me relaxation, the quickest, is yoga. A 1-hour yoga class leaves me feeling just as replenished, maybe even more so, than if I had spent an entire weekend away on my own. And it's in 1 hour. I love the fact that during yoga, you're breathing really, really deeply. And I listened to a podcast from the Minimalists a while back, and they talked about how that smokers who start using nicotine patches don't feel as relaxed. And some people have hypothesized that it's because they aren't breathing deeply. The act of smoking forces them to breathe really deeply and activate the vagus nerve, which tells your body to relax. And they were joking that we should all just take breath breaks. Go out instead of smoking, take a breath break and breathe deeply for about 4 minutes or so. So yoga accomplishes the same thing. You're breathing in and out constantly, trying to maintain this ujjayi breath. It's a special kind of breath, but it's deep and it's focused. And then you're moving your body in connection. And the act of stretching and moving all of those muscles just gives you such a massive endorphin rush. And then adding the breath, you leave a yoga class just totally aligned. And so many spiritual thoughts or moments of clarity have happened on my yoga mat. I think it's because I'm getting a lot of oxygen to my brain. I'm feeling good and I can just cut through the chatter and the noise of our world and listen. Listen to the things I need to do to help my family. Listen to the things I need to do to serve you people who listen to the podcast. And I love it. So I want to challenge you this week to try some yoga. You can go online on YouTube and find something that works for you. I would recommend maybe Yoga with Adrienne. Lots of people love her. You could get an app for your phone, like the Downward Dog app, which I love. This app allows you to schedule a certain amount of minutes. Say you have 20 minutes for yoga, you type in 20, you select your ability level, beginner, intermediate, advanced, you can even select your music type, and then you knock it out. And I love that flexibility. I want you to try yoga so you can practice deep breathing and feel the joy of moving your body and really stretching it out. And if you haven't done it before, this is a perfect experiment. If you have done it before and had a bad experience, try it again. This is a great way to practice the art of aligned, relaxed, calm living, especially if you make it a regular part of your routine. So that is my happy bit for today. I hope you enjoy yoga as much as I have, and I would love to hear how it goes for you. Send me an email at jen@jenride.com and let me know. And I have a cool thing I want to add to the podcast coming up. It is called Review of the Week. So go on iTunes. Just go to jenride.com/iTunes and leave a review of the Vibrant Happy Women podcast. I'm going to select one review per week and read it aloud on the podcast. And you can hear your name over the airwaves. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. And I will look forward to reading your reviews. Thank you so much for listening and make it a fantastic weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenride.com.